Today we celebrate the memorial of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of Our Lady. And we see in these two saints that they are completely unique among the saints, completely unique among holy parents, because the Immaculate Conception is their offspring. This was a natural conception that took place in the natural way, but it was a miraculous conception because the child was conceived without sin and was full of grace. And so the Immaculate Conception took place in the womb of Saint Anne. And we can presume that the Holy Spirit would have filled her with special heavenly joy and consolation. This is very reasonable, since the mere visit of Our Lady to Saint Elizabeth filled her with the Holy Spirit. So how much more Saint Anne, when the Immaculate Conception takes place in her womb and she carries Our Lady in her womb, not a mere passing visit to her home, but carries her in her womb for 9 months. They would only have Our Lady, that is, Saints Joachim and Anne, would only have Our Lady for a few short years before presenting her to the temple. But again, we can only imagine what those years were like of carrying Our Lady in their arms on a day-to-day basis. You know, we have the expression when parents have a cute child, they say, "Oh, what an angel your child is." Okay, but in the case of Saints Joachim and Anne, they have the Queen of Angels for their child. How many graces Saints Joachim and Anne would have received, given that their child was the mediatrix of all graces. Saints Joachim and Anne are unique among the saints because they have a natural relationship. That is, they are related by nature to the Blessed Virgin Mary, being her parents, but they also have a natural relationship with the Savior. They are the grandparents of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so even today, they must surely hold a principal or a privileged place in heaven and have a special intercessory power. And so we entrust ourselves to their prayers. Saints Joachim and Anne, pray for us.
You are